Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, gym owner, 16 years. Getting old, as shown with the gray beard and bald head, joined by Randy Engston, the young version. Yeah. What's up, man?
Right behind you on the grays, man.
The youth.
Yeah.
Youth is wasted on the young, they say. That's what they say.
All that wisdom that, changes the hair color.
Oh, yes. Well, got a good one today. We're going to get back to some basics a little bit. We have a KPI that I don't know. I feel like I developed it. I'm sure I learned it along the way somewhere. It's just something that I looked at a long time ago that said, hey, this is really the only thing that matters to me if I'm trying to grow a business.
There you go.
And it ain't lead count. Nope. Okay. It's called the delta. And really, it's the growth or decay of your recurring revenue. Why recurring? Why is that so important? Well, it's so funny. We have such a huge advantage over all other business models in recurring subscription membership at your club, at your gym. Other businesses are dying to get to where we are. And gym owners, this is the one advantage we have. We have so many disadvantages in this industry. We sell a product people don't want, delayed gratification, all of the reasons why this industry is so difficult. But we have recurring revenue. Like, that's the saving grace. And I noticed this way, way early on. Like, that was the reason I thought a gym was such a great idea. It was like, hey, we get subscription revenue. You know, you sell somebody once and they stay for a decade or 5 years or 36 months, or for the case of several of our clients, they sign up your grand opening and they're still here 16 years later.
Yeah.
And we give it away with front end challenges, low barrier offers,
discounted paid in fulls.
Discounted paid in fulls. All the reasons why you guys need to listen to this episode even closer, because this industry is plagued with quick fixes. When you focus on the delta, it's probably the hardest thing you're going to have to do, because it's the opposite of a quick fix. It's a slow burn.
Sure.
And in with most things in life, if it's an easy win, quick fix, it's usually not the right decision. You know, the long, hard way is usually the right way most of the time.
Sure.
Okay.
For sustainable long-term result.
Yeah. Yeah. So the delta is a formula that we created that basically looks at your new sales revenue in a monthly fashion. Like, hey, I signed up. I'm just going to throw numbers and really throw myself in the bus because we got to do math on the fly. I sold 5 members at $500 a month. That's $2,500 to the plus side.
Yep.
We lost 2 members at $500 a month. That's minus $1,000. So now it's $1,500. We had 2 clients go on freeze at $500 a month. We're down to plus $500. And we had 2 cancels. Or wait, we already did cancels.
Yeah.
We had 1 upgrade. That was a plus $300. So we're at $800 positive delta. What does that mean? That means we grew the recurring revenue base for next month, $800.
Before anything takes place, right? Before another cancellation, a month over.
Mm-hmm.
Before another new client signs up, before anything changes, right? That's $800 is going to be in the business as new revenue for the next month without you having to lift a finger.
Right. That's a way to look at it.
The month you're starting.
And we're always looking at growing the delta, even if it's marginal or small amounts, every month consistently. nothing's worse than having several straight months of negative delta. Because before you know it, I'll put it to you this way. There's going to be times in your gym that you're going to lose 5 to 7 clients in a day. But there's going to be maybe 0 times you ever sign up 7 clients in a day.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
So be aware. And the reason we track this so diligently, it's in real time. So when we sign somebody up, it goes right on the tracker. If somebody cancels, it goes right on the tracker. We need to know in real time so that if you are behind and you're in the negative territory, you're down delta, you hustle and get it back. Like, make your goal positive delta every month. And what's interesting about this is it doesn't have to be $5,000 growth a month. Like, that would be great.
Sure.
But it doesn't have to be. But let's just say it was $1,000 a month. Okay. That's, at this rate, it's 200 members. There's 2 members positive.
Yeah.
Right. And you did that month over month over month. And you just were net a thousand. Before you know it, like, if you were just to do that for 1 year, well, that means the January of the following year, you're positive $12,000 a month in recurring revenue. You play that out for the whole year, it's another $144,000 for the next year. And that's a big chunk, right?
Well, it's the exponential growth factor. You know what I mean? And that's getting to that math. That's what gym owners, when we're having this conversation, that's what you have to grasp, right? You sell this month, you add, would you say a thousand bucks that month?
Yeah.
But then that next month, that thousand is still hitting your bank account.
Yep.
From the people that you sold last month.
Sure.
And then you go and you do that again. Now you got 2,000 and more than you did the month prior. And then you got 3,000, and it's incremental growth. And you're building that sustainable revenue base at a consistent, measurable rate. But yep. You're getting the benefit of the previous month's work on top of this month every single month.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, again, back to the power of the EFT model. And if you look at other businesses right now, I mean, look at the subscription model is what everything is trying to go to. We did a podcast on how even vehicles and car manufacturers are relabeling how they're positioning your lease payment or your monthly payment to your vehicle. There's companies that are now doing subscriptions to their car. We talked about BMW and Volvo and some of these.
Subscriptions to features in the car.
There you go, right? But it's designed for the business to get that consistent revenue and being able to build upon it without having to go resell a whole vehicle every single month to everybody. You can just continue to tack on a couple more users.
That's our only advantage in this industry, because I could tell you, everybody knows. Like, you've been in this industry for more than a year. You get it. Okay. So we got this huge advantage. Now, why don't I look at member count? I don't look at member count because, especially when we were coming up, we had all different price points. We had classes here at one point, like many, many moons ago, but there was like a 179 membership and a 350 and a 450. And I could sign up a 450 and lose 2 179s and I'm still net positive delta. The members don't matter to me. So the members don't pay the bills. It's the revenue that pays the bills. The member
count,
right? So you can have less members make more money. And that's what we typically see when we do a conversion for a gym. So, like, one of the scariest things, and golly, man, I got to give props to our Iron Circle members, Peyton and Lane Montgomery in Georgia. Yeah, Peachtree City, Georgia. Like, their whole business model was built on class-based, CrossFit-esque group training, okay? And they came to the Grow Summit.
Yep.
And they sat there and they looked at it and they analyzed it, because they came to our pre-con and they did all the math, and like, finally something clicked. They said, this model isn't going to get us to the finish line. We want to be where, say, Tim is at, right? Like, that's what they kept telling me. Like, I want to be like, let's just do what you're doing.
Yep.
You know, I'll just tell you, you're telling me this is the way to do it, I'll do it. And they had a whole tribe of people that were born and bred into this group training methodology, you know, and their gym's beautiful and all this stuff. And I mean, the things they were doing before they made the switch, still mind blowing to me. They would have people sign up through an app. Like, they wouldn't even book an appointment. They would download an app and make a purchase and become a member without talking to anybody. Yeah. It was really cool. Anyways, long story short is they made the transition to semi-private and they did it over, you know, a chunk of time. It was a lot faster than a lot of people do. And they pulled the Band-Aid off and anyways, all the things. And they have way less members, but they're making more money now. And there was a drop in revenue for a while. It was getting a little scary, but they've been able to get their marketing right and their fitness director right. And now they're, you know, doing the calls from the beach and laughing about it and like, oh my gosh, this is actually a great business now. Right.
Yeah.
And it happened like in 7 months.
Yeah. I mean, just the transition. I mean, from September to February, you know, they had the things in place. They were selling semi-private. They were there. I mean, they made a decision to like, they chose a different hard, right? They went all in on semi-private. They still had a chunk of that revenue that was coming in from group, and they went all in and they said, hey, nope, we're
Monday morning. They just did it on a Saturday. Like, yeah.
I mean, the goal was August, and then they brought it up to May, and then I was talking with them and they're like, no, we're doing it Saturday. And I'm like, okay. Oh, all right. I mean, I did a call with them too about that decision because, you know, the revenue that they had in group training, the way that I looked at it, right, when they hit delete on that pay line, they made a decision to buy something. What were they buying? And it was, I think it all comes down to clarity and direction, right? They knew that that service was going away. Mm-hmm. Clients knew that it was going away. They were very vocal about it, that it had an end, you know, it was being phased out. And rather than just letting things just naturally occur, they choose to control the environment within the gym, the energy, the excitement. Those clients were coming in a little bit apathetic, like just, all right, I'll get my workout in. I know I'm not going to be here for that, you know, that long, or my decision to move over to what they're doing now. But when they hit delete, there was revenue. There was money that wasn't coming in their bank account anymore. And so they had to buy something, right? They were using like that revenue in lieu of that revenue coming in. What did they gain? And it was the ability to just go all in and double down the direction that they were on, put all of their time and attention into growing the semi-private lane. Mm-hmm. And I think that even since they made that decision, I think business is even faster.
It's speeding up now. Correct. It's accelerating. And even more than that, they've removed themselves from the operation.
On top of everything, yeah.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're asleep.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
So they've done all of this in just a short amount of time. And they bought themselves clarity, but freedom. I don't know if they want me to share this or not, but they said, hey, you know, we're looking at Greece.
Yeah.
May just move there. We don't need to be here anymore. We just made a move to Greece. I'm like, okay. That sounds like a big decision. Maybe we should just chew on that a little bit longer. But hey, they got they're designing their life now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they had the opportunity before. They just really did it.
Sure.
So we'll get paid in and laying on here. They're awesome. Maybe we'll do a podcast with them.
It's already scheduled.
Oh, in North Carolina?
No, but that's a great point. Maybe we'll just do it there. But they're already in. I had the conversation with them last week about sharing their story.
Let's just do it in North Carolina. We're going to be there anyway. Perfect. Sorry, guys. This is how planning happens. Yeah. Doing it
quick behind the curtains.
Yeah. So listen, guys, their member count is down. Their revenue is up. So like really what's more important? It's the revenue. And if you look at the revenue, it's the recurring revenue. And the number in the KPI that track that is the delta. Like, that's what it all comes down to. Delta training is all built in our springboard program.
It's one of the, like, main overarching beliefs of, like, if you're going to enter this arena, this is going to be the KPI that you're tracking from this point forward.
Yeah. And there's two major KPIs, and we've done several shows about this. Delta would be one. The other one is when you're into paid ads. So, like, we look at something else over there. But here's the deal, guys. When you focus on this, actually, take a half step back. If your base operating expenses are more than your recurring revenue, not your gross revenue, your recurring revenue, this is your goal.
Mm-hmm.
After listening to this show, you're going to sign up for our Springboard program if you want, but you're going to focus on recurring revenue. You're going to use the formula for Delta. You're going to use our trackers. And then you're going to get your recurring revenue higher than your base operating expenses. That's goal one, foundation element one. If it costs you $25,000 a month to operate your gym, that's rent, payroll, utilities, marketing expenses, what you take home, everything. It's 25 grand. Your recurring revenue needs to be 25,000 minimum until you do anything else. Like, all you do is sign up members for recurring memberships, annual programs, open, and it doesn't matter. Recurring is recurring.
Recurring, yep.
Okay? Not paid in fulls, not three-month programs at a discount, not a six-week program, not a 12-week program, not session packs, not any of that. We're talking recurring, subscription-based, recurring revenue. That goes to the delta. Grow your delta over your base operating expenses. Game changes, then you have some clarity, and then you can continue on.
And guys, like, the evidence is here. I mean, we've got tons of case studies around this. I mean, this is literally the overarching formula, overarching belief that utilizing everything underneath allows us to take gyms from 20,000 a month to 40, 50, 60 in recurring revenue every single month. And like, that's,
it needs to be really hammered.
I was just going to say the same thing. Like, we need to say that very clear, because there's a million different people out there telling you, oh, I'll get you 100 grand this month. No. But you're selling your future out to get that revenue one time by paid in full challenges, all of these other things. And then, to Tim's point, the next month you're starting and you've got $10,000 on recurring revenue and your base operating expenses is over 20, and you still have to outsell 10 grand to pay your bills. Instead of doing that, what's that old ad, like, cutting off your nose to save your face type of thing. Like, today's challenge is going to be next month's challenge unless you change the way that you're going about your business. If you're doing paid in fulls, if you're doing challenges, yes, you'll make the revenue today. But even the best of us have, with the best of intentions, aren't putting that money aside and trickling it into your account so that you're servicing the client for the same amount of time that you've collected that revenue over, or vice versa. But when you focus on just the EFT model, focus on the delta, when that becomes your Bible, what you focus on grows. And then you won't, you know how hard it is to go back, you know, create 50,000 recurring revenue and then all of a sudden have a month you're doing 10? What'd you do? Just cancel three quarters of your membership? Yeah. Like that? But we're doing it time and time and time again when you're deciding to go run that paid in full or that challenge, or you're doing all of these things to grasp at straws to get today's revenue in lieu of what you're building for the future.
Yeah. It is. It's delayed gratification. It's the hardest thing you're going to do. I said it right at the beginning, because you have to, and I did this a lot of times. I had people offer to pay in full. Yeah. I said, no, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't believe it. I go, I just don't want it. I'd rather have the recurring revenue, because I knew myself. I was going to spend that money as soon as I freaking got it back then.
Sure.
I'd find something if I didn't need, you know, it was not going to sit in my bank. It's going to be moving around, yeah. Moving and shaking. So like, that's the thing. I knew this so long ago, and I don't know if this is, it has a lot to do with just knowing business and just knowing the advantage we have. It's just recurring, like, just get the dang recurring revenue. Say no to paid in full. Like, look, guys, and you're going to probably be like, Tim, I need to pay the bills this month. I've got to do the thing. Find the money from somewhere else before you take the paid in full. Like, get the recurring revenue. It's very difficult to do, but It is what it is. And I don't know what else to tell you.
You know, I'll challenge the difficult. And like you said something, too, that it's like the slow play or the slow burn to a degree. You know what I mean? But like with that exponential factor, this could be something that's your entire business is different in 3, 6, 9 months.
Totally.
How many years have you been in business and you're in the same exact situation that you've been in?
I say slow burn, but it's literally six. It's under a year. But it's not this month.
Correct.
That's, I guess, what I meant.
Yeah.
Because I think we've been all conditioned to see the $50,000 month or the 30 extra grand this month and all the whiz bang, you know, gurus out there talking about it. And like, well, yeah, you're not going to get 30 grand this month. You're going to get three. And then next month you're going to get two. And then the next month you're going to get another 1500 and then three again. And before you know it, you're making 30 grand more a month, every month, not just today.
There you go.
So,
man, make that decision though. And when you do, it's, we always go back to like choosing the hard. It's hard not having that revenue come in this month, but it's also really hard having to do that again so many times just to pay the bills because you're not focusing on incremental growth. And it's, yeah, man, I mean, it's not slow in the fact that it's going to be years. It's slow in the fact that it's not going to happen this month. But in a matter of 3 months, your business is going to be in a different position to where you're never going to be, you never have to look back. Continue running the play, like we say. And all of a sudden, boom, every month, you're just putting more and more in that EFT model. And then you're gonna sit back and you're going to go, I wish I did this sooner.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
We'll do another show on like you're probably listening to this and like, well, Tim, you're assuming we have leads and consultations happening. Yeah, that is the assumption.
Sure.
Yeah. You can't just grow your EFT out of no consultation, but you can't do paid in fulls with no consultations either. Right. Like you got to have people coming in. I'll do another show on marketing and hooks and, we've got a challenge coming up. It's probably by the time you hear it, it's just going to be passed.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll do another one down the road or whatever, but basically we're teaching people how to create offers, how to create irresistible offers that sell, and just stay tuned on that. So anyways, hopefully this helps you guys. Look, guys, the Delta's it. That's it. Focus on that. Your life will change. Not in a year, in like 3 to 6 months. Okay, let's put it that way. All right, that's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.